Hi, this is Coming Soon to Coming Soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector.
Today we're going to talk about the movie, 2001 movie, Sugar and Spice. We watched it.
No.
You're having too much fun over there.
Some of the actors are like Mina Savari, James Marsden.
So nobody's.
No, there's somebody's there.
Who in one somebody?
I just said two people.
I didn't recognize any of them except for Enchanted.
That she wasn't even in it.
No, him.
Oh, the guy. Oh, James Marsden. I can't say Marsden. Whatever. Enchanted. From X-Men. Yeah. But there's a lot of actors in this movie. Like when I watched it also with Daisy, our cousin. She's 11 and she loves Full House. And she's like, is that Gia from Full House? I'm like, yeah.
That show, nobody watches. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Full House?
Yes.
It's pretty popular.
You talking about Fuller House?
No, not Fuller House. Full House. Okay, so let's get started with this movie.
Oh, you're waiting on me?
Yeah. Well, you're the one that explained stuff.
Well, you were looking at your notes. So
I was looking at my notes, and then I got kind of nervous.
Okay, so the movie starts...
What?
I don't know.
Stage fright.
Like, what to say.
So the movie starts off with a police lineup.
Yeah. Like the two-way mirror thingy.
And the cheerleaders are lined up, and they all look nervous. And then when they take the picture, they all pose in a very, like, girly way.
And then, like, the title credits start, like, they talk about, like, Diane is, like, the mastermind. Cleo is the stalker. Hannah is the virgin. Kansas is the rebel. Lucy is the brain. And Fern is Terminator. And then Lisa, she's the girl that starts telling the story. And she's the one that introduces, like, all the characters and stuff like that.
So basically the movie gets narrated from time to time by Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she starts talking about Diane, how she's so popular and how everybody likes her, but Lisa thinks that she's a complete phony and shit, even though she isn't, she just really is that girly and like bubbly and shit.
Yeah. Well, the movie is basically, a cheerleading squad who tried to rob a bank because...
Technically, they didn't try. They succeeded.
Yeah, they succeeded. But it's their process. And it's... And Diane, she's the cheer captain.
Main cheerleader.
Yeah, she's the main cheerleader. And she
got... And they get their parents.
And she got pregnant by the quarterback.
Right, you're skipping steps, fam.
No, but I'm just explaining what the story is about.
Well, so after the credits roll... They show Diane getting ready for school and how she was popular. The other girls start getting talked about by Lisa. Mm-hmm. And you find out, like, a couple of few things about the other members of the team.
Yeah, so, like, the characteristics of, like, each member of the team. And, like, how Cleo, she's the one, like, with black hair, Hector.
yeah.
She's, like, obsessed with Conan O'Brien. And, like, Hannah, she's, like, the virgin and stuff, who's, like, a...
Big Christian.
Yeah, big Christian. And then there's,
The mom?
Kansas, yeah. The one that, her mom went to jail.
Because she shot her
Because she dad. Shot, yeah. And then, Lucy.
She shot the father because this father was fucking some nurse on the next bed after she was giving birth.
Yeah. And then there's, Lucy, she's,
Which has big balls. Like, he had big balls.
Oh, to do that?
Yeah.
I guess. And then,
I'm surprised she had a gun in the hospital.
I know, huh?
I'm surprised that he got it so quick. Because, I mean, think about... Never mind.
And actually, when I looked at the deleted scenes, they had that scene, like... They showed the mom had a gun, and she saw, like, on the... Like, you know how they have, like, a curtain?
Yeah.
Like, she saw the curtain and, like, the silhouettes of, the dad fucking the nurse. And I'm like, what the heck?
Quick question. Where is this taking place?
What town?
Yeah, what town? Like, what state?
I don't know.
Ohio or something?
Because I would say just because the gun
laws. Minnesota. It's Minnesota. Yeah. And the only reason I don't know that is because of Drop Dead Gorgeous. Because some of the people from the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous are in this movie.
And do they they just like.
No, but like the lady that wrote this movie also wrote that movie.
But does that mean that they're in Georgia?
No, Minnesota.
Minnesota? Does that mean they're in Minnesota?
So it's in Minnesota.
Did they confirm it?
Yeah, like it was made in Minnesota. Wildcats?
No, I meant like not. I meant like what?
No, it's Lincoln High School.
Lincoln, yeah. No, I meant like, is it like. Like, are they, not that they filmed in Minnesota, but are they, like, does the...
I'm pretty sure, yeah, right?
I'm just saying, because the gun really, laws...
This is going to be a thing? can we continue with the movie?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, after the characters get explained, they show that Lisa is on the B squad, and she's always wanted to be an A squatter.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. and then they were having a cheer, like, a pep rally
mm-hmm.
to introduce the new quarterback, which is Jake.
Jack.
So which is Jack? I thought it was
Jake. Yeah, Jack. Because Jack and Diane from that Mellon Camp song.
So it was, his name was Jack, and he's going to be the new quarterback. And then after, like, they introduced him, he's coming out, Diane was doing backflips, and she ended up kicking him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Diane and him fell in love, like, at first sight. So, him being the quarterback and she being the head cheerleader, like, of course, you know, they were going to get together. So, when they were doing a scene where the choosing class president,
mm-hmm.
Homecoming King and Queen, right?
It was, yeah, Homecoming.
It was for Homecoming, the nominees for Homecoming King and Queen. Jack was one of them, and so was Diane. And Jack said that he wanted... three things in his life. One, to take the Fighting Lincolns to state. Two, was to become a senator of the state.
Uh-huh.
And three, is to take Diane to the homecoming dance. Of course, everyone cheered mm-hmm. and was all happy because they were saying they were the perfect couple.
They're Diane like said yes. Yeah.
It was so funny because when he did the speech, the lunch ladies were in the second row.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get better seats.
The lunch ladies were like, we love you, Jack. Yeah. And they're like, I love you too, lunch ladies.
Yeah. That was funny.
Which I don't get why they, one, get so close, two, wouldn't be in the front row, and three, they had like their own little section.
They have to sit together.
Once a lunch lady, always lunch lady.
Pretty much. So they end up going to homecoming. Apparently, they started doing it like rabbits, and when homecoming, the actual homecoming came along, they, he picked Diane up from the house, which was weird, because her back, she was facing a mirror.
Well, his parents also come with him.
Yeah.
To Diane's house.
He goes to pick her up, and then I guess he goes to surprise her in her room. And she gets all scared because he pops out from, like, the bottom.
Yeah, from the bottom. Weird.
Bottom right. And the door is on the left.
Yeah, yeah, it's behind the door her. And she has a mirror.
And she had the mirror. And so how could she not see him come in?
That's, fucking like, so weird. Funny. He just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, he just comes out from the bottom. It's fucking weird. So they start talking. They start kissing. Mm-hmm. And then they show to the parents, which the parents are getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come down the stairs. They're like, oh, yeah, look how cute they are. And they're all taking pictures. And they're all happy. And then Jack tells them, oh, just letting you guys know, after high school, we're going to get married. And the parents are all happy. And they're celebrating. And then Dan says, but not before we have our baby. And then the mother, like, one of the mothers faints. The other mother screams. One dad spits in their face. And then the other dad tells them that he doesn't want to see their effing faces ever again. So basically, they got disowned because she got pregnant in high school.
Yeah, they got kicked out. And then the girls find out that Diane's pregnant because
they're so close.
Yeah, in the beginning of the movie, like, the way they introduce each person is each girl is coming out of a stall.
Bathroom stall.
Yeah, bathroom stall. After they just got their periods, like, they're passing tampons. And then this, I guess, their period came. So when they're in homecoming, they're all passing again tampons. And then Diane... denies them, and then they're like, what the heck happened? Like, and then they're like, oh, are you like, don't tell me you're pregnant.
She became a statistic.
A statistic.
A statistic.
Uh-huh. A statistic.
It's a tongue twister.
And then that's how they find out. And then the way Jack tells his football team is by, while they're all taking a piss, yeah, in the urinal, and they're all like, and he tells them, and then they all high-five each other.
You know that's bullshit because... guys never take a piss that close to each other.
And then when they high-five each other, I saw one guy was just, like, trying to, like, be like, what?
Trying to wipe his hand because they was touching penises.
Or touching tips. Piss.
They were touching their own penises, and then they high-five the other guy's penis. That's how you get herpes.
I feel like somebody did, like a two high-fives.
No.
No.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they just, like, one high-five.
Weren't there five guys?
Yeah, it was five guys.
Five guys and, like...
Jack high-fived the two guys he was next to, and then the other two.
Oh, then
two.
Maybe one and one.
Then they just, like,
No, I think he took turns high-fiving them. Oh. He didn't high-five both of them at the same time.
And then, so what they decide to do is try to get a loan to buy, like, a house or an apartment or something, and then they get denied. So then,
The Human Torch got denied a bank loan.
Yeah. And then... But they found Lisa, the narrator, she said that they don't know how
they did it.
Yeah, how they did it. But they ended up getting, like, an apartment or something.
A shitty apartment.
Yeah. And, a shady landlord. And then Jack had to find, like, a job. So the first place he worked at was at Senior Guacamole. And then he got fired because when he was doing people's orders. Like, he was a cashier. He, like, added everything up, and it was, like, 35 cents. So he got fired from there. And then he got fired from a chicken place because...
He's like, we really don't sell fried rats. I know. I checked. And he got fired.
Yeah. And the last thing, it was a video store. It's called Video... Store. Yeah. It was called Video Update. And then the reason he got hired was because he, two guys that were working there, they went to his high school, and he was, like, the jock, like, the most popular guy in school. So they're like, yeah, you can work here.
Because they got to hang out with him every day after school.
Mm-hmm. And then, there's a scene where they're at the grocery store. Because Diane, she realizes that they're poor. So then she's like, oh, we need to make more money because we can't afford these things. So then,
all he was doing was picking out a shitload of fucking cereal.
Yeah, but she saw that she couldn't afford it.
They went through one aisle. They went through one aisle and he picked out 17 cereals.
And she ended up putting stuff away.
One real quick thing that I kept on thinking about is she had, like, post-its or, like, notes or something.
Yeah.
She just went through those things,
like nothing. She would
put one thing on a note and then be like, I'm done with this piece of paper.
Yeah, she had a notepad, and then, like, in the notepad it's, like, personalized. It said, like, notes from Diane or something like that. And then, like, she only had one task on each one, and then she would just cross it off and throw it away.
If she's saving money, she should just, like,
She actually wrote the plans for the heist on those, and she just, like, willy-nilly just either kept them or tossed them. That's, like, fucking evidence right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, when she went to the grocery store, she saw that there was a help wanted sign for the bank branch of the store. And that's, like, our favorite part when it says, what's his name? Jack grabs the kid, and then the little kid had glasses.
Oh, and he goes, Dan, look, I'm a professor.
Yeah.
And then mom comes in, and she's like, Jack, no. And she, like, takes her kid and slaps Jack in the face. And he's over here picking up random children.
Yeah. So then Diane.
A professor. Yeah.
And then, because he had, like, the little glasses, too, the little boy, and, like, a bowl cut. He was so cute. And then, so then she got the job at the grocery store, like, in the bank thing. And what is it?
We didn't even talk about the landlord. He's funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I don't own this building, so I don't care if shit breaks.
Yeah.
I don't fix shit. I don't do shit. Because then when you see packages by my door, you leave them the fuck alone. Got it?
Yeah, and then just slide the rent money.
Yeah, just slide the rent money under my door on the first.
He kind of looks like 90s Anthony Kiedis, like from the 90s, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
But, like,
that's how they end up. Getting some of their
The stereo. Like their surround sound or something. Like, no, like the
TV.
TV. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Surround sound.
TV and
That's how they got some of their. That's how they got some of their the things in their apartment furnished. Yeah.
So then,
I like how he brought him in though. The landlord brings it in. He goes, "I gotta store this somewhere. If somebody asks you, what do you know? Yeah, that's right. You don't know shit. And then he leaves. And that was my favorite part in that movie. In that whole movie.
Which I don't get because he just lost money. Because he just gave it away.
Yeah, that's true.
Technically, he was hiding it. He was never know it, if yeah. he got it back.
That's true.
He wouldn't get it. No point.
And then, like, they have, like, this whole montage thing of how Diane's growing, like, her belly and stuff. Like, they what's it called? They record it, like, on the wall.
Like, trace on the wall?
Yeah, her belly. That doesn't make any sense, though, because when did this pregnancy start? Because it said, like, August, September. But doesn't school start, like, in...
They like basically
September or something.
But technically, she got pregnant like around homecoming.
Homecoming is like
September, October, November.
Yeah, this is all over the place.
Yeah, so that's like, yeah, that's a, and then I saw it with Bibi too, and she's like, "This is a nap."
Yeah, because we're making it sound like these like middle aged people are high schoolers.
I know they were so old.
They were like 20s.
No, yeah, I looked it up and like one of them was like 26 or something, 26, 27, 28, or like they're late 20s.
They're not as bad as like old now. Like when you see somebody in school, like, is that a teacher or is that the student?
Yeah, like I remember when I was in high school and there was this one kid that I thought he was a teacher because he had like a mustache and like he was
a t-shirt
Armenian
that said, "I'm the teacher."
and he would have like a briefcase. And then I was like, damn, I've never seen this teacher before. And then I saw him, and he was a student. And I was like, oh, my God. He looked hella old. I'm like, oh.
He already had, like, he's already balding.
Anyways, maybe. Continues.
Yeah. Okay. So then, yeah, the shady landlord. We'll see. Oh, yeah. So the girls were trying to, the guys ask him questions, Jack questions about when he's working at the video store, like,
the nerds.
Yeah, the nerds are trying to get, I guess they ask him, like, a question a week or something.
Yeah, they ask him one question a week because they want to get to know him.
Yeah, and then while he's working at the video store, Lisa comes in and tries to, like, rent movies and stuff so she can get noticed by him. But he, like, completely ignores her. And then there's a scene where they're at the football game. And then, like, they hold up, like, the sign, like, the F-I for fight.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess Diane is a G. But she wasn't there, so it was just F-I-H-T. She went to go get ice cream because she was, like, really hungry. And then, like, they, I guess they were both, like, really tired. But they ended up winning the football game.
Yeah. And so, they fell into bed together.
Yeah. So then, I guess, months go by. And, like, what's her face? Diane, she looks like shit. And then, like, I guess every week they have, like, a girls' night or something because,
That's the scene it cuts to. It goes to a girl's night, and then it goes to the apartment. He goes, "You've been robbed," and he goes, "She's like, no, I've been pregnant," mm-hmm. and like they try to be nice and help her clean, and she gets all butthurt. Mm-hmm. She's like, "If you don't like it, you try being a teenage pregnant mother or something." Mm-hmm. And so they start talking. They start watching movies.
Yeah, they watched Point Break, and that's when Diana thinks of a plan to rob the bank
so she can get money for the baby.
So then she convinces everyone, like, oh, if we rob the bank, then each of you guys are going to be able to buy the stuff that you want. And they all say yes, but then they have to convince Lucy, the OCD girl, because she's like, well, I might have a scholarship for Harvard.
But she wasn't completely certain that she was getting it.
Because she thinks that they might get caught. So then, like, their whole thing is just to watch movies, like, heist movies to try to find out how they all fucked up so they can try to do it better. And, like, what else? Oh, like, what's her name? Chloe? The one that's in, like, obsessed with
Conan.
She starts to watch Reservoir Dogs. And then, like, she watches, like, picture-in-picture where, like, in the little small screen they have Conan. And then, like, in the big screen, they have Reservoir Dogs.
Which I was shocked that they had that.
She wasn't even paying attention to
the movie. Yeah, she was just watching Conan.
Which is a good show, so I wouldn't.
And then Candace, there's a scene where Candace goes to visit her mom in jail.
Yeah, and then that's how
they kind of start getting, like, their plans rolling. Mm-hmm. Candace visits her mom in jail, and then... the mom was like, "You don't look nothing like your picture." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, grandma and grandpa sent you a picture of the neighbor girl. They were afraid that you were going to break out and kidnap me." Which is kind of fucked up. I mean, she would have kidnapped the neighbor girl instead. Yeah,
and then the mom was like, "Good, I was
starting to think I killed the wrong man."
Yeah.
And then also when they were watching the movies, during the, what's it called? Damn it. When they go to the doctor, Diane goes
well,
to
you're
the
like, you're getting ahead, because that didn't happen until later.
Yeah, that's later. When they go to
I wrote it down. It's over here. And you already said this part, but it's right here. Basically, they go to the doctor, and then...
Ultrasound.
To get an ultrasound, and then when they're talking about, like, the movies or something, Hannah, the, like, the Christian girl, she starts talking about the Apple Dumpling Gang,
and you're having a blast over there.
But it's because Candace is like, are you watching the Apple fucking Dumpling Gang? Because they're actually trying to, like, watch movies or whatever. But she's like, oh, my parents only let me watch G-rated movies. I thought that was
something. And he's like, fine, I'll watch something PG tonight. I'll just say I'm doing research for church.
Yeah, that I'm going to count the swears. So then they say, you know what, let's do it. Let's actually rob the bank. So then that's when they go to Kansas.
Well, see, now you skip the part. Because they went into the room. Diana was crying, saying that maybe they shouldn't do this and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah. Because they're going to have twins.
Well, I don't know where Chloe picks up the fucking ultrasound gun. Like, she knows what the fuck she's doing. Mm. And starts putting it on the stomach. And they realize that Diana's having twins. But first of all, I've been to the ultrasound, and it's really hard to tell unless you're trained to what the fuck shit is. And somehow she automatically knew what it was. Like, she could have had, like, a deformed baby.
Yeah, whenever I see pictures of your baby, I'm all like, where am I supposed to be looking at?
Exactly, that's why. And, like, and over there, they had, like, a clear fucking picture. I was like, what the hell is this shit? Anyways.
Maybe your doctor's not good at her job.
She's good. He's a good doctor. He makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to an ultrasound for my shitty body. And I never see what they're seeing, but...
Well, no shit, you have nothing inside.
Well, they're like, oh, besides this is... shit. Like, this is your gallbladder, and this is your fatty liver, and I'm just like, okay, like, I don't... What do I say? I don't know. Anyway.
Anyways. So, anyway. Candace goes to visit her mom... Her mom starts giving her ideas. She introduces her to a lady named Itchy.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically letting her know that she's a specialist in banks. So she's going to help them out. So they have to come back and visit and talk with their favorite aunts. So mm-hmm. they can like start finding out things about how to rob a bank and how to not get caught.
Yeah, so then they... So then Itchy tells them to go to this guy named the Terminator to get... To get them guns. To get guns. So then when they go to get guns, like, they realize that it's going to be really expensive. So then the guys are like, well, if you don't want to pay, then you could just instead make my daughter a cheerleader. Actually make her, like, do stuff.
And not just carry their pom-poms around.
So then they're like, oh, we'll think about it. So then they're like, you know what? Let's practice to see if we would be able to, like, rob a bank. So then the first thing they do is rob the lunch lady. Like, or I guess you know how you would get, I guess, tickets back then?
Yeah.
They don't do it anymore.
Lunch tickets.
Yeah, lunch tickets. I guess then, because it's like, we get them free. We used to get them free. But I guess over there, I guess you have to pay. And,
yeah, certain places you had to pay.
Yeah, but we got free ones because, I guess.
We poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were poor.
Yeah, so then
we were poor. Yeah.
So then they make like this whole I guess plan to get the lunch lady distracted.
Which worked.
And when they finally saw it was only $200. So then they got pissed off because they thought it was gonna be way more. So they're like, you know what, let's get the guns. So then they accepted the guy's daughter, which her name was Fern, into the gang. So this is like during, they decided to rob the bank like after Christmas, the day after Christmas.
Because all banks are closed and people are home beating their kids.
Yeah.
No.
That's what she says.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the banks are full and everyone's eating at home, eating leftovers and beating their kids. That's what
the lady said. Yeah. And then, when they got the guns, they go to Kansas's house where her grandma is, and then they
you want to say it?
Yeah,
you say it. Because you keep laughing.
Yeah.
So they're downstairs in the basement looking at the guns. Out of nowhere, Kansas's grandma comes in. And she's just like, oh, what are you guys doing? She's like, oh, nothing, just hanging out. She goes, are you guys practicing kissing your hands? And, like, pretending they're boys. And goes, yeah, grandma, you caught us. And then she's like, okay, I'll leave some cookies up on the doorstep. And they're like, okay. And then she starts walking away. And then when they thought the coast was clear, she ends up coming back. And she goes, is that big retard girl with you? They were talking about
Hannah.
The Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, grandma, she's down here. And then Hannah gets all upset and starts hitting Kansas. And he goes, okay, then I'll put some more cookies on the plate for her. And then she ends up going.
Yeah, that's so funny.
When I was young, because I remember kind of watching like that part, I always thought for some reason that was Andy Richter.
Who? The girl?
Yeah.
The grandma?
Yeah.
She didn't even see her face.
I know, but it just felt like Andy Richter's feet.
Okay.
I've seen him in shorts.
Yeah, so that happened. They open up the guns and they realize that the guns are actually not put together. And then Fern tells them, and he goes, yeah, like, you know, they take the guns off the corpse and they kind of have to dismember them to get them back into the States. Mm-hmm. They got butthurt, but then Diane says that she sees like a little
opportunity
and a little project. So all she needs is like a nail file, some glue, and some duct tape, and they were able to assemble the guns.
No, they didn't.
And then they taught, like, they were actually teaching Fern cheers and stuff,
and they put her on top of the pyramid and the Christmas
and the special. Christmas yeah the Christmas what is
it? It's a Christmas like pep rally yeah or whatever.
Yeah, pep rally, yeah. And then Lisa got upset when she was telling the story because she's all like, yeah, like this, like the guy that she made fun of when she first auditioned to be part of the A squad, Bruce. Like, he was part of the pep rally thing, and she got mad because she, in the Christmas pep rally, she had to be the skater, and she said that Bruce had sabotaged her skates.
By the way, Bruce is, like, this, like,
very flamboyant
man.
And he became, like, the mascot instead. And it was so funny because when, in the beginning of the movie, when, Jack gets hit in the face by Diane. What's his name? Bruce is like, oh no! And carries him away over his shoulder and carries him away. That was so
carry
funny.
Jack away, yeah.
So yeah, so then they
Bruce.
Yeah, so then they have like their last night before the robbery. So then they decide to do like the Ouija board that they did in the beginning of the movie.
Skipped.
Yeah. But they basically ask a question every week in the Ouija board.
To the devil.
Yeah. And then they asked if it was a good time, if after Christmas a good time for a robbery.
To do the heist. And it said yes.
Yeah.
But by the way, there's only one person doing it, so they just have to, like, normally just push their fingers down.
Yeah. But then they said yes, and then Lucy, she decided to back out because she did end up getting the scholarship.
So they missed the part with the masks.
Oh, well, yeah. Candace's mom gave them masks, like Betty Doll masks, so they can wear for the heist. So then they got each one except for Fern because, I mean, they didn't know Fern. But then Lucy's like, oh, you can have mine because I already got my scholarship. I don't need it. And you guys are probably going to get caught, and I don't want to go down with you guys. So then they're like, okay, we're going to just do it without you. So then when it's Christmas time, they exchange, Jack and Diane exchange presents, and Jack gave Diane a ring without a diamond in it, like a wedding, not a wedding ring, like
an engagement ring.
And then Diane gave him a gift certificate for...
To change the color of the car.
Yeah, change the color of his GTO because...
That was going to be the getaway car.
Yeah, that was going to be the getaway car. But then Jack told her that...
He ended up selling the GTO to pay for that ring.
So, yeah.
Which didn't even have a diamond on it.
Yeah, so I don't know why it would cost that much just for that little thing.
Just for the ring. It's expensive.
Well, I know, but at least
not
a down
the metal
payment.
Piece.
Actually, that piece too.
Yeah, but how much?
Because it's silver.
Well, that looked like shit, so...
You could have made it out of, like, aluminum foil.
Anywhom. Okay. So... She realized that she has no getaway car, so now she tells them, like, she calls them up, like,
that they need a
like
getaway
on the
car.
Three-way phone call, whatever, that they need a getaway car because Jack sold the car. So they end up finding Fern's the dad's truck.
Yeah, the dad's.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Why is Lucy drawing on her fucking leg? I have no idea.
I always do that when we're recording a podcast.
Maybe I never noticed.
Yeah, I always do it, but this time I don't know why I drew this. It's basically a happy face. Okay,
go on.
With hair. She works at the bank. Uh-huh. Diane works at the checking bank, right?
Uh-huh.
Do they rob the same
place? Yeah, it's the same place. That's why she said she knew that place like the back of her hand.
All right, cool.
Yeah, because she knows everything. She knows who works there. She knows the combination. She knows everything.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Yeah, that's the one thing. Yeah, just like I had to make sure of.
Which I'm surprised her coworkers didn't be like, this bitch.
Yeah, like I can tell by your voice, bitch. You wear the same shoes.
Yeah, that's why she didn't say anything. It was mostly the other girls that were talking. But, yeah, like, when they got the getaway car, like, the brakes were bad. So then when they picked up Kansas, she had to run into the car.
Run and jump into the car because they couldn't brake. So they end up getting to the supermarket.
With their costumes?
With the costumes and the mask. The brakes didn't work, so they kind of had, like, a screeching halt, literally. And Hannah pissed herself.
Hannah pissed herself.
Yeah, she's like,
everybody have an extra pair of panties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they go and they're dressed up and then they go through the back door of the store. And then
the handle falls off.
Yeah, Hannah broke off it wasn't Hannah, it was Chloe. Because they said Stalker Betty.
Yeah.
They all have nicknames with the Betty dolls. It was Stalker Betty. Betty was Chloe. What's her name? Cleo. Hannah was
Virgin Betty.
I think it was Virgin Betty.
Terminator
Betty was Fern. Diane was Mood Swing Betty. Kansas was White Trash Betty. And Lucy wasn't there. And then so then they go through the back door, they break the door, Cleo breaks the door, and they get into a fight, and then all of a sudden, they're like, let's just go through the front door. And then when they're about to go through the front door, Lucy shows up in a Nixon mask. And then they're like, who are you or whatever? And then she said it was her and then she was going to help them because cheerleaders don't leave a person behind or something. A person from their squad behind. So then, and then they had this little cheer with like a pumped up kind of thing. Like cheerleaders kick and then they slap their butts like ass. And then
that's a no-no word.
So then they go into the store and then they're like, oh, this is they have like their boxes where they have the guns and they all like undo the ribbon from their boxes and they
take out the guns
and they are very poorly made.
Yeah, it's basically
one of the guns that came apart.
Mm-hmm.
But they fixed it and then they started robbing the place. And then there was a guy who was a veteran.
A veteran, huh?
That's what I said, a veteran.
Okay. No, a veteran.
So he stands up to them, and then Kansas freaks out because he's getting closer to them with a knife. So she ends up accidentally shooting, and then Fern tells him, oh, just to let you know, when they take the guns off a corpse, there's still some shells left in the barrel, so you gotta be careful. They end up shooting his hat, but that's about it. They didn't really hurt the guy or anybody else.
Yeah, and Lisa, the one that's narrating the whole thing, she's actually in the store. And then she realized it was them because she saw when they were walking around, like...
A
pom-pom string was...
From the A squad. I don't know how the fuck she knew that.
Well, she was very, like... She knew, like, a lot of things from the A squad. She wanted to be them so badly. So then she saw it was... That's when she realized it was them. And then one of them stepped on her ass. And then that's why when she gets interviewed.
Like, she's like, are you going to fingerprint my ass? Because one of them stepped on it.
Yeah.
I fingerprint it.
And so they end up successfully robbing the bank. Mm. They got away with it. Diane actually ends up puking in one of the money bags, which later on you see that they're cleaning the money because of the vomit.
Yeah.
They burned all the costumes, all the evidence. And they had a surprise for her saying that, like, you know, they couldn't fit something in the furnace. And then they showed it was, like, a bassinet for the baby. Zzz.
Oh, yeah, twins.
Yeah.
So then... Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, they realized that, like, they were being... They didn't get caught. they were like very popular, like in the news and stuff. And then
a lot of people started wearing Betty doll.
Oh yeah, Betty
like doll masks.
Masks. And then they want like one of the ladies from the grocery store that got interviewed. She said it was maybe an Asian person because they were like
acrobatic
ninjas or something. So then they go to Dim Sum Charlie and they arrested Dim Sum Charlie. And then he took 3 days to make a phone call, and he called Diane by mistake. And she's like, "Oh no, you got the wrong number."
And he's like, "Wrong number? No."
So then Conan even talked about them, and Chloe was all like excited and stuff. And then also like another lady that was like a suspect was a lady that looked kind of like the Betty doll. So then
she was pregnant and she had like that Betty doll hair.
No, she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, she was.
No, probably.
Because everybody that robbed the girls dressed like pregnant Betty dolls. Mm. Because they wanted to make sure that Diana wasn't caught.
Oh, that's true. Mm. And then Kurt Loder, do you remember MTV News, Lupita?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder, he also talked about it and stuff. I actually missed that MTV News, but I don't really watch MTV anymore that much.
Or the news.
That's true. I don't watch either. And even Jerry Springer, like, they made, like, a thing about Jerry Springer, how he was talking about it, but, like...
Yeah, how, like, men like to dress up as not only women, but pregnant women. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all the girls, like, tell Diane, like, oh, someone ratted us out. I think someone ratted us out. And that's when they have, like, a 3-way phone call.
Yeah.
Like, Candace is like, yeah, it was Lucy who ratted us out. And then she's like, oh, like, I'll talk to Lucy. And then Hannah called her, too. She's like, oh, I think they know it's us and blah, blah, blah. So then when they're at the lunch, at school, because Lisa's like, oh, yeah, it's them. Like, the police, like, finally believe that it was them. So then the FBI comes and...
During lunch.
Oh, because
basically the SWAT team comes in and, like, surrounds them and arrests them.
Yeah, and then, because Lisa's like, oh, yeah, you guys did an illegal whatever. Like, an illegal move or something. And that's also how she found out it was them. So then, finally, they go to jail because of it.
Lisa's taking her statement.
Yeah, and then...
She's making her statement, and then at the last minute, she says, well, even though, like, all the evidence points to them, it wasn't them because they were waiting for me... In my car. That day. So basically she told them that, you know, she was an alibi because the one phone call that Diane got, she called Lisa to make a deal. She basically said that since she's not going to be cheering in the 8th squad, that Lisa can take her place as the squad captain of the 8th team.
Yeah. So
the 8th squad.
Yeah. But that scene, oh my God, I can't stand the fact that they had those horrible looking wigs. Even now, like, I remember when I first saw that movie and they had that
scene. Who had wigs?
Those girls at the end when they get out of jail.
Uh-huh.
They had really... Because I guess it was that part that was like reshoots or something.
Yeah.
Because everybody's hair was changed. Oh, and like,
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. That's one thing that in movies and stuff, I can tell if a person's wearing a wig. And they had horrible looking wigs on. It was Lisa who had a horrible wig. That's why... And also Hannah and Cleo. That's why they... Hannah and Cleo sat in the back of the car, so you can't even see their
hair.
Hair, yeah. And also, they all had, like, different hair. But that's one thing that even today I'm just like, oh!
That bugs you so much.
That bugs me so much, Lupita. I'm like, I'll give you money to get a better wig. Make me a producer.
So that ended up happening. So she became the alibi. They never got caught. Jack never really asked about the money until after they graduated. Mm-hmm. She said that she won the lottery. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they're just basically talking about what everyone did with their life.
Like their future,
credits.
Yeah, so Hannah, like, she, with the money, she started
her own horse
sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And then Fern, she became, like, a model.
She became a model for, like,
guns.
For guns enthusiasts.
And then Kansas, she became a lawyer to, like, get her mom out of jail.
No. She paid for a great lawyer to get her mom out of jail.
Okay. And then...
Come on, let's say.
Because it was right after high school. It said right after high school.
Okay.
She got a great lawyer to get her mom out of jail. Because I don't think she can be a lawyer that fucking quickly.
Come on, let's say.
Okay. And then Lucy, she graduated Harvard. And they said that she invented the pizza box.
Yeah.
That's someone like... That makes no sense.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And then she give her something.
And then I said that Lucy.
That's her name, right? Yeah, Lucy. She got so much. She made so much money that she ended up like living in an island or something. No.
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Lucy, the one with Harvard one.
No.
Oh yeah, she bought an island. No, oh, I was talking about that one girl.
Cleo?
No, the other girl, the one that bailed him out.
Lisa.
Lisa. They said that Lisa was wrong about Bruce. He wasn't gay. She ended up marrying
him.
So she ended up marrying Bruce and became happy. Horse?
Yeah. And then Cleo, she met Conan, and she was like a movie star, like an actress.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like Jack and Diane, they got married. They had the baby. He became
babies.
He became a senator, and then she made like a scholarship for pregnant cheerleaders.
Yeah, so they never have to rob another bank.
Again, I doubt that. There's so many, like, very little people are going to apply to that.
Yeah. So, it was a good movie. I liked it. Did you like it, Hector?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was, I thought it was good. It was, like, I was very entertained. Mm-hmm.
So, what would you give it? 1 out of 10? I would give it an 8.
I'll give it a 9.
I'll give it an 8.
It was funny. Mm-hmm. It had some good points.
The only reason I'm giving it an 8 is because the funniest parts were the landlord. That's it. I like the movie and everything, but what like if it would have been a 7 or 6, but because of the landlord, I give it an 8.
No, I really like this. I really like this movie. Yeah, I'll give it an 8.5.
I would definitely rewatch, and I would tell people, have you seen this movie? You should watch this movie.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 9.
I remember when it came out, like it was a flop, but I remember because they marketed this movie so badly, like because they made it look like they robbed a whole bunch of banks. Like, that's how they made it look like in the trailer. And then I was just like, oh, okay. And that maybe that's why they were disappointed or something. But I really like this movie.
Yeah.
But also, like I said, that lady that wrote it, she took her name off the movie. Because I guess she didn't like how it came out or something.
No, I think it was great. I think, like, it reminds me a lot of, like I was raised in the early 2000s and early 90s, late 90s. And it reminds me of, like, that childhood, like, when you guys would watch shit on TBS.
Mm-hmm. Wait, this movie comes out, I think, on TBS.
Yeah, that's why it feels good. It feels like, oh, yeah, I remember this. And it's, like, it's a good
nostalgic.
Old... It's nostalgic. And it's like, between that era of, like, right before, like, you guys had the internet, mm-hmm. but didn't have, like, phones, really.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what did you guys do?
Yeah, I remember we had dial-up at that time. Also, this movie was based off kind of on like these bank heists that these cheerleaders in Texas actually did. So I think that's how they got like the idea or something.
Yeah, and it was a good movie. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I think they did a great job with it.
I really like it too.
I thought it ended a little too quick.
Yeah, it went by like super fast. That's why I didn't mind watching it twice. Because the first time I watched it with you guys, I didn't take notes because I was too busy eating. But then I was, like, really entertained by the movie. So I'm like, I have to rewatch it again so I can take my notes. So, like, I watched it again the same week.
Okay. I liked it. It was good.
Okay. So, Lupita, because you're... How many months are you?
7 months and 3 weeks.
Okay. So, would you make your...
Will you make your kid?
Would you make your kid watch this movie? Would you let him watch this movie?
I'll let him if he wants to, but most likely he probably won't because it's more like a chick flick.
Not really.
I really like it.
I liked it.
What are you?
A girl. Yeah, but Hector,
but I'm not.
Hector's not a girl.
I would.
It's questionable.
It's questionable.
Lupita. Nah. But no, like it had a lot of like because you rarely see women like talking shit and stuff like that. Not talking shit, but how can I say it? like
bantering without
being like
They were bitching throughout the movie, too.
Yeah, but it's, like,
not
funny.
It's
really funny.
No. I don't know. It's up to him whether he wants to watch this movie. Yeah. Like, I'll have it on my house, and if one day he just, like, oh, I want to watch this movie, I'll be like, okay.
In my dojo, it'll be playing constantly.
In
the background.
Okay. So,
what's going to be the next movie?
The next movie, Lupita, we didn't tell you this. But,
you're gonna be so excited.
This time, Hector, because Hector's like, please let me do this. Okay. We're going to watch this time a movie that Hector has watched and we haven't watched.
Or even if he did watch, you're going to rewatch it?
Okay, yeah, because
what is it?
It's like one of
it's
his...
It's still coming soon to VHS because it's in a VHS.
This movie is... which one is it, Hector?
It's Pokemon, the first movie. Ooh, ooh!
Make it seem like I wouldn't want to watch Pokemon.
I wouldn't. Well, I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to watch
Pokemon. Yeah, I don't like Pokemon. So I never good, liked guys. It. But I did download the app because everybody was doing it. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it too. And the first week, I
what
was...
What level are you, by the way?
8, because I stopped playing. Like, you have to walk.
What level are you, Hector?
I'm 16.
Really? I surpassed you?
Yeah, because...
I'm at 18.
Yeah, it's because I have a job.
Bitch, I have a job too, and I'm pregnant.
And
I shouldn't even be walking as much as I do.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, it's healthy. I remember when my mom was pregnant with Hector. The every doctor day said that I would walk.
I walk around 38 hours every week.
Yeah.
And the doctor said that I shouldn't be walking that much anymore because it's going to induce labor.
Oh.
And I want this kid to be done in October. Like, so I'm gonna slow down on my walking.
I got my hours today, my sheet of hours. Mm-hmm. Last week, mm-hmm, I worked 90, not last week, but last 2 weeks, mm-hmm, I worked 96 hours.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know how
coming from the girl that doesn't even work 40.
Yeah, I barely even work this week. I barely even work 10.
Yeah, okay. So the next movie will be
Pokemon. Next movie is going to be Pokemon, the first movie.
It's so good, you guys. It comes with a mini movie in the beginning, and it's Pokemon. I just love it. They all talk like Pika Pika. No words. I can't. And it's Poke Vacation. And it's been I'm not gonna ruin it for you. Did you guys like it? If you like cartoons,
uh-huh.
And she doesn't like cartoons.
I don't really like cartoons. The only cartoons I like is like Regular Show and Daria.
Okay, if you like those cartoons, you'll love this.
I doubt it.
Okay. Has all the hits.
Okay, so that's it. You have been listening to Coming Soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector.
And then I guess you'll hear from us next time. Bye.
Deuces. Thank you.